I am the intruder, they called them when they least expected it. I was only 22 years old and had survived a devastating war. I knew I would never be young in heart or spirit again. I reached for the telephone, making a long-distance phone call from Los Angeles to Albuquerque. Was I doing the right thing? My voice was a tentative whisper, wondering what exactly to say. Ramon's father answered. He sounded nice and sincere. I told him who I was, and he just wanted to know, and that I wanted to know if Ramon had made it. I knew before he even mouthed the words, it was the way he paused and took a deep breath, and with a quavering, painful voice, said the words I didn't want to hear. There was silence for a few minutes. I tried to collect my thoughts as I managed to say, Ramon was always spoke highly of his family. He loved you all very much. It broke my heart that he died and I lived. He was my best friend that I met in high school while we were both part of the Naval Junior Reserves. I went to Sandia and Ramon went to Albuquerque High School. Somehow, we both were on the same plane back in March of 68 on our way to Nam. For the first few months, we were inseparable. Only 20 years old and everyone called us Doc. I carried my camera everywhere, recording jungle war stories of screaming, frightened boys fighting and dying in a war intended for men. A few weeks later, I was assigned to a new platoon and was shocked, almost bleeding to death. In a deep coma, I was airlifted to Hawaii, to the Naval Hospital in Hawaii, where I spent a year recuperating. When I woke up, I was always asking for Ramon and my camera. A year later, my belongings and my camera were returned to me. I stared at my camera for days, wondering if I would find images of Ramon. But my camera had sat in the human jungle for over a year. Even if I decided to develop it, I really didn't expect to find anything. It was like God had sent a miracle. The only two pictures that survived were the ones of Ramon. Right then, I knew I had to go back to Albuquerque to meet Ramon's family and personally give them something of their beloved son and brother. They welcomed me like a lost son, feeding me a meal fit for a king. They had so many questions, and every story I told them filled their eyes with tears of happiness. When I was lying to spare them ugly details, their sister knew what I was doing. But by the look on her face, I knew it was okay. She was so young and so ready to protect her parents at any cost. They would never have to send their brother back. But I knew those sepia prints I gave them was like having a little piece of her boy back.